This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 117 for Tuesday, October 25th. Ice canola futures are mostly lower on Tuesday morning as the rolling out of the nearby November contract continues. The November canola contract bumps up a dollar at $8.93.80 per ton. The more heavily traded January contract gives up $2 at $8.79.40 per ton, and the March contract loses $2.10 at $8.84.70. However, historically massive crush margins continue to underpin canola values. There's pressure on canola from losses in European rapeseed. Support is coming from gains in the Chicago soy complex as well as Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are on the rise and spilling over into vegetable oils. The prairie canola harvest is virtually wrapped up for the year, with any pressure from the harvest believed to be subsiding. Also of note, large parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan remain in drought. Stat Canada reports almost 471,000 tons of canola were crushed in September, up 2.6% from a year ago. The federal agency also reports that canola deliveries in September of 2.09 million tons are down 28% from last September. Meanwhile, wheat deliveries of 3.7 million tons are up nearly 33% from a year ago. As the United States dollar weakens, the Canadian dollar is on the rise. The loonie jumps to 73.37 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 72.88. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that 61% of the U.S. corn harvest is finished, well ahead of the five-year average. Soybeans harvested is at 80% complete, also ahead of the average pace. Winter wheat plant is at 79% done and virtually on par with the average pace. China reports it imported 7.7 million tons of soybeans in September, 12% higher than a year ago. However, China's corn imports for September tumble 56% at 1.5 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The November contract adds 11 cents at $13.84 per bushel. December soy oil is up more than a tenth of a cent at 72.01 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal gained $7.10 at $4.15.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher, with the December contract adding 3 cents at $6.84.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its December contract losing 2 cents at $3.60.5. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago December is down 7 cents at $8.32. Kansas City December drops 10.5 cents at $9.27.5. And Minneapolis December is down 8 cents at $9.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, October 25th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.